Well, good afternoon. Welcome back to Farm Talk. Some news into Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, it is a busy day, but at the same time, not as busy as it could be because it's cold out there and it's still a little wet. I don't think the wind is too bad today, but this is it. Well, tonight is it. Tonight actually might freeze in some spots. Our Fargo forecast calls for 33, so woofta. But after that, low temperatures are in the mid-40s, at least for the next several days, or warmer. This weekend could be close to 80, and Memorial Day could be 80. That's more like it. All right, we got a busy show, but we're going to get right after it because in a couple of weeks, we are going to see the NDSU campus turn from a sea of green and gold to a sea of blue. And this lady is responsible. Nikki Fiddle-Dytall, state advisor for the FFA. Nikki, are you guys ramped up and ready to go? Or are you still working out details? Or because right at the beginning of June, you got what? Not hundreds? Is it thousands or hundreds? That's hundreds. Hundreds. Maybe a thousand.
Well, we are still putting the finishing touches on, but we are excited to welcome close to 2,000 people to NDSU's campus for the 97th North Dakota FFA State Convention.
That is a monster. Are we expecting a record year, or is that tied, or where would it put it in the grand annals? I know you don't have the official end total, but I'm assuming we're continuing to progress up north.
Right now, with pre-registration, we'll have over 1,400 staying on campus alone. That does not include everyone that just comes to help out. So I do anticipate a record-breaking year. As we've seen throughout the year at different events, North Dakota FFA is going strong. So we're excited to see that at State Convention and looking forward to another year at NDSU and to celebrate our kids.
So this is the 97th annual FFA convention. Do I dare ask? I'm going to put you on the spot, but do we know where like the first couple of conventions were held? What, back in the early 1900s? Where were they?
Yeah. So my understanding is State FFA Convention in North Dakota has been held at North Dakota State University since 1929, which is when North Dakota FFA was chartered.
Okay.
At the time, Benson Bunker Fieldhouse existed, but they had another space called Festival Hall that no longer exists where convention began. Once they outgrew Festival Hall, they moved to Benson Bunker Fieldhouse. And obviously, as you know, Benson Bunker Fieldhouse was our home up until last year when we outgrew that as well. And so our roots run along parallel with North Dakota State University's, and it's been our home since we were chartered in 1929, which is something really special that not a lot of states have.
Yeah.
And we're excited about that.
I would have to say that is unique. I would not have guessed that it would have been, you know, with NDSU. I mean, I guess it's, you know, an early university and it's a land-grant university, so I get it. But you would have thought, oh, it started in Bismarck or it started here or wherever. But
that's
fantastic. I'd love to see some early photos, by the way. Are those possible to see?
Yeah.
I can't imagine what Fargo looked like.
Yeah. Well, there are photos. They're all in storage, and we have some beautiful photos showcasing North Dakota FFA during those times. And I'm excited because the 100th anniversary is looming.
Yes.
We are beginning preparations of that as well. And so excited to be able to kind of break out the archives and start to show off some of our history and look for ways to make our history more public in the future and not just sitting in a storage closet. And so that's a pipe dream of ours that hopefully we get to, but we will celebrate the 100th in 2029.
Okay, so here's my pledge to you. If I'm still here, which I guarantee I probably will be, if it's 100 years, you're going to have to find a spot for me because I'm coming over there.
So, absolutely.
And we'll broadcast from over there.
We will always save you a seat.
Awesome. Well, not that I shouldn't be coming anyway. We generally kind of hook up with you guys each day and to have some reports from either some of the kids or from your folks or whoever. So, and we'll try to work on that again as well. But let's get into the event itself. It is June 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, although days surrounding that, I know you guys are super busy anyway. But what should we know about this year's state convention in Fargo?
Yeah, so again, obviously record setting attendance is expected, and we're starting to see that as our registration starts to close. We're really looking forward to, like always, getting to honor our honorary degree recipients. And those are those adults that have provided outstanding service and support to agricultural education and FFA. So we'll do that a Monday, and we'll get to honor a handful of people: Benjamin Krebs, Benjamin Seidler, Dude Walker, Jason Fuel, Kelly Anderson, Lori Geyer, and Shelley Parrish. And so we're really excited to get to celebrate them. You know, convention is always bittersweet. We have 7 state officers that were elected almost a year ago.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of, it's the capstone of their year, and they get to bring such a great event to the FFA members in attendance, but then they also get to pass the baton. So, you know, during that last session, we'll get to celebrate our retiring officers while also announcing those who will serve for 2026, 2027. And this year we have 17 candidates running. So that screening committee is going to be busy trying to pick, because it's 17 incredible kids. Yeah. And I'm just glad it doesn't have to be me having to make
fantastic.
The decision. So, yeah.
Okay. I have to ask you, I'm kind of going through the list here. There's some things that have popped up, and you may have had this before. I just don't remember it. But what is the NDSU Ag Experience with an X? The Ultimate Ag Challenge.
Yeah.
That is the first day from 2:30 to 4:30. Is it a game? What's going on with this?
Yeah, so the Ag Experience is put on by the College of Agriculture. They host it on Shepherd Lawn and get to showcase to our members, you know, what NDSU has to offer and just agriculture in general. And
okay.
So that's put on by the college. And our friends there. So they kind of host that event during our check-in time. Kids get checked in and they get to go hang out there. So there's a lot of value add items throughout our convention that our partners help make possible. So we're really excited for that. You know, we have student workshops sprinkled in throughout the convention as well. Jale Cruikshank, our national FFA officer, will be in at convention, and she'll be hosting a few workshops. We're also hosting a tour of the sheep unit at NDSU for students who are interested. So just a lot of, again, value-added items. Our biggest session is that Wednesday evening session where we announce the state star winners. We get to showcase and recognize our state degree recipients, as well as those who we have sent on for their American FFA degree. And so that's always a big evening of celebrating. And delegates then are challenged to go meet the state officer candidates. And so they have a meet and greet social that evening as well. And there's a lot of work, but still a lot of fun packed into that schedule.
Well, there's a ton of different things going on, too many for us to name at this one particular time. But I do want to end with the fact, because you guys have always provided a way to follow along for folks that may not be able to make it over. Are you doing any video? I know you guys have done some social media posting in the past. Give me a minute on that. What's the plan?
Yeah. So actually, I'm excited. You know, there is a few new things at convention, which we'll get into later when we touch base. But one thing I really want to point out is a new experience we're hosting this year is called The Feed. And The Feed will be a live stream session broadcasted on site from the Pioneer Suite in the Shack. And we will have host Bridget Riedel alongside a co-host of a student member or past member. And they will be hosting a 30 to 40 minute live stream broadcast. Think of it like a pre-session talk show, but meets FFA. And so they're going to be online to bring that viewer a different experience for our viewers back home. And so you'll be able to see all of that on our social media pages, as well as our website. So you can find that at North Dakota FFA. But the feed will be available for our folks back home to feel a part of convention. And so that's a new experience that we're adding this year. Mm-hmm. We will then, after the feed is over, flow right into the session live stream. So anybody back home can watch from the comfort of their homes, all of our sessions, and celebrate the incredible achievements of our FFA members. And we never want to forget their ag teachers, right? And all of the work that they do. So, follow along on North Dakota FFA Facebook page and our website. I encourage people to share our social media posts and just show the love to our FFA members and our chapters and their ag teacher.
Fantastic. Sounds like it is going to be a great time, and we'll be checking in with you as well during the week. But Nikki, thank you so much for your time today. It's going to be an exciting most of a week, June 1st through the 4th here in Fargo. And we appreciate your time today. Thank you so much for coming on, and I'm sure we'll be talking soon.